Welcome to the Talking People podcast. This episode is dedicated to a feminist Halloween, and I have found the perfect text to celebrate this. It's a story by Angela Carter called The Werewolf. And apart from the fact that this story is extraordinary, after I read it, I will tell you another story which I am sure you will be interested in. Enjoy The Werewolf by Angela Carter. It is a northern country. They have cold weather. They have cold hearts. Cold, tempest, wild beasts in the forest. It is a hard life. Their houses are built of logs, dark and smoky within. There will be a crude icon of the Virgin behind a guttering candle, the leg of a pig hung up to cure, a string of drying mushrooms, a bed, a stool, a table. Harsh, brief, poor lives. To these upland woodsmen, the devil is as real as you or I. More so, they have not seen us, nor even know that we exist. But the devil they glimpse often in the graveyards, those bleak and touching townships of the dead, where the graves are marked with portraits of the deceased, in the naive style, and there are no flowers to put in front of them. No flowers grow there, so they put out small votive offerings. Little loaves, sometimes a cake that the bears come lumbering from the margins of the forest to snatch away. At midnight, especially on Walpurgisnacht, the devil holds picnics in the graveyards and invites the witches. Then they dig up the fresh corpses and eat them. Anyone will tell you that. Wreaths of garlic on the doors keep out the vampires. A blue-eyed child born feet first on the night of St. John's Eve will have second sight. When they discover a witch, some old woman whose cheeses ripen when her neighbors do not, another old woman whose black cat, oh sinister, follows her about all the time, they strip the crone, search for her marks, for the supernumerary nipple her familiar sucks. They soon find it, then they stone her to death. Winter and cold weather. Go and visit grandmother who has been sick. Take her the oatcakes I've baked for her on the hearthstone and a little pot of butter. The good child does as her mother bids. 5 miles trudge through the forest. Do not leave the path because of the bears, the wild boar, the starving wolves. Here, take your father's hunting knife. You know how to use it. The child had a scabby coat of sheepskin to keep out the cold. She knew the forest too well to fear it. But she must always be on her guard. When she heard that freezing howl of a wolf, she dropped her gifts, seized her knife, and turned on the beast. It was a huge one, with red eyes and running grizzled chops. Any but a mountaineer's child would have died of fright at the sight of it. It went for her throat, as wolves do, but she made a great swipe at it with her father's knife and slashed off its right forepaw. The wolf let out a gulp, almost a sob, when it saw what had happened to it. Wolves are less brave than they seem. It went lolloping off disconsolately, between the trees as well as it could on three legs, leaving a trail of blood behind it. The child wiped the blade of her knife clean on her apron, wrapped up the wolf's paw in the cloth in which her mother had packed the oat cakes, and went on towards her grandmother's house. Soon it came on to snow so thickly that the path and any footsteps, track or spoor that might have been upon it, were obscured. She found her grandmother was so sick she had taken to her bed and fallen into a fretful sleep, moaning and shaking so that the child guessed she had a fever. She felt the forehead, it burned. She shook out the cloth from her basket to use it to make the old woman a cold compress, and the wolf's paw fell to the floor. But it was no longer a wolf's paw. It was a hand, chopped off at the wrist. A hand toughened with work and freckled with old age. There was a wedding ring on the third finger, and a wart in the index finger. By the wart, she knew it for her grandmother's hand. She pulled back the sheet, but the old woman woke up at that and began to struggle, squawking and shrieking like a thing possessed. But the child was strong, and armed with her father's hunting knife, she managed to hold her grandmother down long enough to see the cause of her fever. There was a bloody stump where her right hand should have been, festering already. The child crossed herself and cried out so loud the neighbors heard her and came rushing in. They knew the wart on the hand at once for a witch's nipple. They drove the old woman, in her shift as she was, out into the snow with sticks, beating her old carcass as far as the edge of the forest, and pelted her with stones until she fell dead. Now the child lived in her grandmother's house. She prospered. Wow. Okay, on the back of the transcription of this story, you will find some language activities, a little picture dictionary, and some language questions. And then the story I wanted to tell you. As you have probably guessed, this Angela Carter story is based on a story you probably know, which is Red Riding Hood, right? But Red Riding Hood is not the title of the original story. Red Riding Hood was the title that the Grimm brothers gave it, I think. The version you know was written by Perrault, okay? And then the Grimm brothers introduced other elements. And I think they introduced the hood, but I can't remember now because I did some research on this many years ago. But anyway, what I found out as a feminist researcher in those days was that Perrault had found an oral story, had found versions of an oral story, which was Italian and was probably written, told in the 14th century, which was intended to teach girls to be confident, resourceful, strong, brave, quite the opposite to what Red Riding Hood is for girls, because Red Riding Hood teaches girls to be afraid and to depend on men, teaches girls and women to depend on men to save them, right? Quite the opposite. It was like a terrible thing to do to a story, right? So it is said that then Perrault's and the Grimm's brothers' versions are patriarchal versions, and that is very clear if you compare the original version to these other versions and read the original versions, okay? Today people tell the story without the misogynist morale it had, right? Still, we can feel the story is very, very disempowering for girls, right? The opposite to the original. Well, the original story was called The Grandmother's Tale. And in those days, I translated it into Spanish and published it on Mujer Palabra. If you download the transcription of Angela Carter's stories on my language worksheet, you will find the link to some scholar who wrote an amazing 12-page essay where you can read the original tale in English, a translation into English, and you can find reliable information about the story, okay, about the oral tradition and what this man did later on. Of course, we are all free to write our versions, but we should mention our sources. And this is the problem with women's work. We are never credited. We are never mentioned. Women have been contributing stories and contributing ideas to humanity century after century, but they have been kind of stolen by us in patriarchal societies because we have not been crediting women for those, apart from all the obstacles we've had to be free to pursue what we wish to do in life, right? So anyway, so if you download this, you can find the link to this amazing essay where you will learn more about the original story and you will find the link to my translation into Spanish. So now I just want to read my personal commentary in about 70 words at the end of this worksheet, okay? Going back to Werewolf, for me, it's true to the spirit of the original oral tale because the girl is empowered. And it connects with the present because it tells us about the past. Its terrorizing power comes from how close part of what is told is to real life, meaning how it was common that old or solitary women were persecuted, tortured, and murdered. So that is why I consider The Werewolf a very good story. That's all. I hope you have a terrifying Halloween or a wonderful Día de los Muertos. Because for us, el Día de los Muertos is not terrifying. It's a day of reunion with the memories of the people we loved. Okay, have a nice day.